You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. According to a survey of private employer payrolls out today, the economy added no jobs in January. Total people getting paychecks, according to the payroll company ADP, fell by just over 300,000, using a survey taken at a peak in coronavirus cases. Service sector jobs accounted for most of the loss. The government's official hiring and unemployment reports are due on Friday. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
So according to this report, not only no job growth, zero, but it went down by over 300,000.
Right. On the surface, that is a big shocker and a big negative number. Remember that last month we had 770,000 jobs added to the market. But there's an explanation for this. Omicron had a big effect keeping people away from work. If you didn't get paid for work during the week, you're not counted. And so investors are going to look through this number, hoping that it's just a one-off thing and not a new trend.
Meanwhile, companies are reporting quarterly profits and losses, and things are looking fairly strong. In fact, some prominent companies seem to be thriving in this inflationary environment.
Companies are reporting earnings, and so far the numbers have largely been positive. That's good for the markets. It emphasizes that companies are figuring out how to fare and that things are improving. What's different now is there's almost certainty that the Fed will raise interest rates. That makes it harder for businesses because the cost of doing business is going to go up. Therefore, the market is back and forth whether they want to pay attention to earnings, which are good, or they're concerned about rising interest rates.
Speaking from the Chicago office, Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.